welcome Lafayette Middle School to the International Space Station. Hi, Drew. We use Greenwich Mean Time, and that helps us a little bit because we have control centers in Houston and also in Moscow, so there's people both of those places, as well as Japan and Europe, that have to support us, but that way it gives them half of their work day in their normal day during our work day. Over. So I think from the second question that I had is what fuels the space station, if that was the question. We have humongous solar arrays that fuel us. We have 8 big solar arrays, and they take the power in, and at night, in the daytime, they charge up batteries, so at night, we are working off the batteries. Over. Everybody is sort of a jack of all trades up here. We have some specific jobs. Some of us are specialists in some things, and some of us have a little bit more experience, but all of us do science experiments, medical experiments, work on the toilet, work on the computer systems and the plumbing, so all of us do all the jobs that are up here. Over. So a normal day is not normal up here. Every day is a little bit different, but generally we wake up at 6 and we go to bed around 10. We have a couple conferences with our control centers just to go over the activities of the day, but then we could be doing medical experiments, science experiments, going out on a spacewalk, doing robotics, doing simple plumbing like I was mentioning on the toilet system, or working on the computer system. So every day is a little bit different. Over. Well, luckily they make that easy for us. All the food is really prepared already. All we got to do is heat it up, so we have heaters, or we have to hydrate it because it's dehydrated with hot or cold water. Laundry, it's not really dirty up here, so we wear our clothes for actually, you know, a week or so, and then they turn into workout clothes, and then they get thrown in the trash and used as packing material. So it's sort of just a big cycle. Over. Well, actually, it is interesting. Gravity, the lack of gravity actually makes you think a little bit different. Everything that we design and the systems we have on the Earth are done that way with the influence of gravity. So, it makes us think about things, how to do things a little bit different to be a little bit more creative. So everything up here has to be compatible with no gravity. For example, how do you weigh yourself up here? So we use momentum, actually, to do that in spring forces. So everything's different up here. Over. So, you know, we're only about 220 miles above the Earth, so we can see pretty much about three-quarters of the Earth as we're orbiting. Like over Georgia, for example, I could see all the way up into the northern parts of Canada and then all the way down through the middle parts of South America. But I can't see the Earth as a globe. So being that close, we can see things like bridges are really obvious. You know, the Lake Pontchartrain and the bridge there is very obvious. All the outlines of all the countries are obviously easy to see. Mountains, of course. Volcanoes, even the Statue of Liberty on a very, very clear day with a good lens, you can see. Over. Well, probably entry. Launch is quick. You know, it only takes 8.5 minutes to get to space, and then all of a sudden you're floating. So, you don't have that much of that long to be scared. Entry is a little bit longer. And you know, the vehicle is going through some extreme heating on its way back in, and they creak and they make noises, so that's a little bit more scary. Over. Hey, great question. You know, I think when you look down at our planet, you see how lucky we are to be living on a live planet that has water and air, and we're able to be outside and enjoy even a rain shower every now and then. And so it's definitely changed my perspective on just how beautiful our planet is, and also makes me realize how lucky we are as people, and makes me wonder why people are actually fighting, because we're just lucky to live on a wonderful planet. That's a loaded question, but probably the strangest thing was the Northern Lights, and that's when I was on a spacewalk, and they were below me. So you know that there's energy in the universe that's much more powerful than anything that we can produce, and it made like this amazing green glow on the Earth. Over. I think I wanted to be an astronaut just because it's fun. You know, floating around is just incredible, and also what's really neat about it is it's the next, the next big step of exploration. We pretty much know our planet, maybe not so much underwater so good, but we know our planet, and the next big step is going to the next place, back to the moon or onto Mars. Yeah, it's an interesting question. We have a treadmill. We also have a weightlifting machine, which is based on vacuum that we're lifting against, and a bicycle, which all you got to do is clip your feet in. And the motors in there provide resistance, and we use bungees to hold us down on the treadmill. Over. So interesting, you asked about you mentioned the training. The training is 2.5 years, by the way, but then just getting to the International Space Station is about 2 days, 8.5 minutes to get to space, but then we need to catch up to the space station. It's a little bit ahead of us and above us, and it takes about 2.5 days to do that. Over. Whiskey 4 Lima, Mike Sierra, this is November Alpha 1 SS, Channel 46, over. We keep the temperature what we want it, so we keep it somewhere like around 75 degrees Fahrenheit, so it's pretty comfortable in just a t-shirt and shorts. Gets a little bit cold after you've gone working out and you're a little bit wet, but it's pretty comfortable. Over. Well, we try not to get sick up here for the first thing, and secondly, but we do cough and sneeze sometimes because there is dust in the air. And then you just do it like you normally do it, and you just have, we have paper towels up here, or tissues up here, so we use those just like we do back on Earth. Over. Whiskey 4 Lima Mike Sierra, this is November Alpha 1 SS. How do you read me? Over. Whiskey 4 Lima Mike Sierra, I think we've lost contact, but in case we haven't, Lafayette Middle School, thank you very much for your questions. It's been great to talk to you. Over.